Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings. I pray that the blessings of Allah is in your life, and I pray that you are having a wonderful morning, day, evening, whatever time you are listening to my podcast. I appreciate that you are even interested. I also appreciate that those who have ever followed any of my journey, I thank you very, very much. I'm sitting here in my living room and I'm looking through my door as the sun is peeking through. And I see the frost on the grass, and it's just really a beautiful thing to witness. It's, sometimes I see things, you know, in nature, and it just gives me a sense of peace. My plants are looking better. I must admit, I was kind of neglecting them because I was in a space of not feeling so well these last few days. And so I wanted to come and just kind of talk through that. I was sitting here and I was thinking, what am I going to name this particular podcast. I'm always posting, so I call stuff posts. And I wanted to say that the sacredness of sisterhood is something that is very wonderful. And I pray that those of us, male or female, who have great sisters in our lives, who are feminine women, you know, who are women who can speak to the soul when you need it. I am a woman's woman. And when I say that, I mean, is that I'm an advocate of women. You know, when women hurt or when women are going through some things, you know, I pray that we find the help that we need, and that I also strive to be a sister to other sisters when they are in need. And so, and I may be all over the place, but I just wanted to say that first. Me and my husband was watching YouTube a few days ago. And of course, in the news are all these entertainers and celebrities who are getting sued left and right for abuse or, you know, money laundering or whatever, however you call it, however you say it, you know. And sometimes I get triggered by some things. And I didn't know I was in the midst of a trigger, but it affected me. And so it brought up some childhood memories. And I was literally in the middle of a panic attack. And I hadn't had one in years. And so as I was sitting there, my husband was like, "Shan, you okay?" And I was like, "I feel like I'm having a heart attack." And I was holding my chest, and he was like, "Okay, breathe through your nose, let it out." And he was just guiding me through it. Now, in the past, I didn't have anyone to help guide me through a panic attack. And again, I hadn't had one in years. But he guided me through this particular feeling. And it was eased. And now the pain was still there, but he helped me through that. And I thank him so much for that. And I thank Allah for that, because I've never had that before. I just kind of dealt with it, and it is what it is, you know. But I realized that as I was triggered the next day, as my husband was gone and the children was gone off to school, that panic attack came again, you know, and I breathed through it, and I was remembering the words that my husband said, you know, to how to get through it. But I had to stop working that day. And so I was sitting in the very spot that I'm sitting in now. And I was like, I need to talk to someone. And I reached out to a couple of my friends and my mother and sent them messages. And then I deleted them really quick. because I am a person who's strong and you can get through it. And, you know, you don't need anybody because I'm normally the person that people come to. And I'm not saying that in an arrogant way, but normally I have a word for everyone else, but I couldn't get through what I was feeling. So I sent another sister a message and I fell asleep. So I woke up and she had sent me a message back and said, "Sister Shan, do you need to talk?" And at first I was like, oh God, I should have deleted that message. But she called me and she said, "I just want to listen." And she said it again. "I just want to listen. I just want to be here for you." And I was able to tell her what I was going through. And she spoke to my soul, y'all. When I tell you the release that I had, it allowed me to be free. It allowed me to just speak how I was feeling, and I was able to shed some tears. I had been on like this quest of eating better. I had detoxed, you know, I got off of meat again, and you know, I was doing really well. I had just got off of fast, and all these feelings were coming up. And the first thing I did was I went and ate some food, and I felt so bad for doing that. And I know that it was my emotions that caused me to go and eat at a time that I normally hadn't been eating. And she just was like, "It's okay. You know, this journey is a journey. And if you have one bad day, it doesn't undo all the good things that you have did. You are still your divine, intelligent self." And so that just helped me so much. And I was able to accept what I was going through, and knowing that I too sometimes need someone, that I too need someone to speak to my soul. And it's okay if you had a bad day. Don't let the world or those who so-called got a handle on whatever they got a handle on or think they got a handle on make you not believe in yourself. I thank Allah for sisterhood, and I have some beautiful sisters in my life, and I'm so thankful for the light that they shine every day. I'm so thankful for the time that they have when I'm able to reach out and say, "Hey, I just need you. I need you." And they are willing to stop what they're doing and saying, "Hey, can you talk? Can I call you? Can I, you know, tell you how much I love you?" And that's wonderful. As I move into the next phase of my life, I know that some things I can't listen to anymore because I am sensitive. And I used to think that that was a horrible thing to do, but it is not to do. But that was a horrible thing to be, but it's not. It's a superpower in a lot of areas because I'm able to pick up on things that others may not be able to pick up on. And I'm grateful for the gift that Allah has given me. So I'm going to be okay. I was triggered and I needed a couple days off to process what I was going through. But it's okay because I'm going to stand back up. And I pray to Allah that wherever you are in your journey, that you stand up too. It's a cat on my front porch and ooh-wee. I can't stand this little cat, but we haven't been running him off. I know that was random, but it was one more other point that I wanted to say. I had chained up the person that I used to be at the bottom of my basement. And she was chained down there and she was smelling. And I was like, she gonna stay chained down there because I'm someone else. I'm not who that person is. And I realized that I needed to go to the basement. I needed to unchain her and tell her I was sorry for chaining her up, and that we are one, and that I don't have to ignore who I was, and I don't have to be ashamed of what has happened to me. But we can both be as one, and I can grow, and we can grow together, and we don't have to be chained. And I don't have to ignore her. I can continue on this healing process and be the best version of me. And the best version of me is being free. So I pray to Allah that it's something that I may have inspired you in my words. And if I didn't, this is just my journey of being free. And I am really a testament for my children when I'm no longer here. May Allah bless each and every one of you all. And that love surrounds you in the best way. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings.